owned it at this fairway. I don't know. I think it was a closeout.
But it was 3 hours early.
Huh? Oh, you have it?
Friday night at 6 p.m.
Really? Nice. Thank you.
30 hours?
30 hours?
That's what that's like.
No, thank you very much.
She's fine. Yeah. She's a cute little girl.
Excellent.
I think she's glad it's over.
Really. It's all right. All right. In case somebody shows up.
I think I've got mine, but
okay.
Just so I know what your package is.
Linda may come walk in.
Right.
I'm on.
Okay.
I'm recording.
All righty. Good morning. Board of Supervisors trying to finish off what I think was a really positive, productive budget work sessions. Now's the opportunity for us to kind of have the final conversation about what our budget that we publish is going to look like. And then, of course, final approval discussion, everything on the budget is March 11th this year. Is that right, Lisa? At our board meeting on Tuesday. I think it's March 11th.
March 11th or 12th?
Might be the 12th. It's that Tuesday morning.
Tuesday the 13th.
There you go. Off by 2 days. So take us through where we ended up, Lisa.
Okay. So we have in the what I would call the budget, I think that probably is what you want to do, is the 95% for all positions. So there's two examples here, the 100% and the 95%.
Which is actually up a percent from what we have been doing, right? We've been
95 last year, too.
Okay, but 94 a couple years? Okay.
Yeah, and I finally talked into 95. So 95% for all salaries, except the 8 elected officials and their appointed deputies, okay,
mm-hmm.
Which salaries are 51% of the overall budget, just FYI, salary-related, so insurance, FICA, IFRS, all that kind of stuff. I've got flex in at $1,744 per person for 244 people, and you can see the overall cost there is $428. I went ahead and budgeted that at 100%. Insurance, we're budgeting in each area for current usage and additional for new change with a 15% increase. Overall cost of that is $2.5, and that's also budgeted at 100%. I don't want to take that down to 95. That's just a little dangerous, I think.
Mm-hmm. Especially since we don't know exactly what our increase is going to be, but we believe it's going to be 15 or greater.
Yeah, and we might be closer to the 15 now because of what the changes on the federal level is going to help us in our renewal.
Good.
So,
there are new positions figured into these numbers for the board and for mental health. I did nothing with the animal control position. I think mm-hmm. we left here that day, from what I could tell, not doing anything at this point in time.
Yeah, so let me say what I heard, and then, Loris and Marty, you say what mm-hmm. you heard. It sounded to me like really, really favorable. The board was really favorable toward the concept of creating a position, but we weren't clear what that position was. Is it an office manager? Is it another animal tech? What is it? And we asked that Sue work with Deb and Alyssa to come back to the board with some kind of final proposal of what it is. So I never heard us commit one way or another. I heard us be generally favorable to the idea, the concept of having another position out there, but I didn't hear us ever say what it looked like.
I agree that we didn't say what it looked like. I felt we committed to some type of position, which that's what I was left with. So that's why why isn't it in here? I mean, if we said we're going to do something.
I guess where I have it place marked in my mind through the course of the conversation I recall is that I think that, as I recall, and I've said that twice now, it was an office presence admin position, and that we were going to have the discussion with Sue to get it there with the expectation it quite likely wouldn't move in that direction.
Well, so that's where I believe it is, but I don't have enough information.
I believe we have this is something we're going to do.
But my problem, I agree that I would expect that we're going to create something. And I tend to, based on limited information at this point, tend to believe that having somebody who runs the kind of the public areas, not the animal areas, or that's their primary focus, is where we need to go. But the reality is what Sue's presented us so far is not enough information, I believe, to be able to make a decision on which way it's going.
Well, I would be loath to go beyond a program director's advice at this point, and she does not, as to my knowledge, to Deb or Lissa, offered up anything as far as specifics.
Well, I think she hasn't even reached out to you guys yet. Has she, coming out of budget work session?
That's correct. And I think the next step will be to talk with her again, follow up after the discussion that happened at her budget work session, and then come on a Tuesday morning to talk to the board about what she would like to do and have the position considered at that point in time.
Okay.
So following up here back to, I think what I heard from all three of us is that we're pretty sure we want a position, but we don't know what it looks like, right, or anything. So that's why I'm questioning why we wouldn't go ahead and put it in, though, yet. And that's back to the when do we leave out and when do we put in.
And so for me, thinking that we're probably going to do something is different from knowing we're going to do it, right? So we said absolutely we're going to create that risk manager position. We said we are going to create the new mental health position. There was nothing even gray in those two positions, and there still is gray area in this position. So while I'm coming down with you that I fully expect we haven't yet. And anything could happen between now and the time we decide to do it. We could get a retirement. We could get all kinds of things, especially since I don't feel our director of animal control putting a whole lot of urgency on this thing.
Okay.
I mean, so if it was urgent, Deb would have gotten a call the next day saying, what do we do?
All right. Now, and this comes back a little bit more to one of the things that Deb has asked of me is they put together the quarterly, our resident count and information for out there. And Deb has asked me to kind of say, I want to do some charts, do some tracking, sure, et cetera. Okay. So if we ended up then after we kind of redo that list and go back and look at the history, if we at the board level or Deb's level would see that we're going to need this position regardless, okay, that would be the time to come back trying to work with Sue on that, correct? Okay. I just want to kind of walk through where our process
is. I fully expect that this will be a position created and filled. It's just like at this moment in time as we discuss the budget this day.
Okay.
Once again, I'm kind of surprised because I turned to these two not knowing, but having expected Sue would have said something she hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
All right, so let's draw a little line right there. So we're down to number four.
Yep.
Let's talk about, we just talked about number four, why we have the new risk manager and the new mental health and why we don't have a position in animal control. But 1 through 3, let's talk that through. So 95% is very close to what we're actually spending on any given year, and that was the philosophy behind getting there. Now, the next two, number 2 and 3, are both related to number 1. So if we're 95% in one, we're probably going to be 95% in the other two. But I tend to agree with what Lisa's done here, that we need to have a little wiggle room in number 2 and number 3, and that's the reason to go ahead and budget those at 100%, even though all three of those are impacted the same way based on filled positions.
And number 3 can change July 1st
Right.
We've had more people come and July 1st is their time to take it. They can't take it any other time during the year unless they have a life event. So if they're, you know, we might pick up a few more contracts. So I do like the fact that she budgeted at 100% just to give us a little. I mean, we don't budget extra for that.
No.
But
that's my because the supplemental fund is so restrictive and that's where it comes out of, it just makes for me sleeping better at night.
Having a little,
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. So does anybody have an issue with 1 through 4?
No.
Marty, you're good?
No.
All right, transfers.
Can I talk about the animal control position for 1 second?
Yep.
The way the fund balance looks in the rural fund, which is where this is funded from, there is not a lot of room, but enough room to go ahead and do this whenever mm-hmm. necessary without having to actually raise the levy to do it, which is what we would have to what we would do here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there is room in the ending fund balance at this point in time to take care of that request if it comes to you and you decide, yes, let's do it. We'd amend the budget and do it, mm-hmm. is my take on it.
Okay. No, I appreciate that also. Thank you.
Okay. Transfers, Lisa.
Okay, so as you know, statutorily, you can transfer up to 16 cents, six, almost 17 cents out of the general fund to the secondary roads fund, mm-hmm. and $3.38 from the rural fund to the secondary roads fund. If you look in the middle, the maximum transfer, or the bottom of this page, it talks about the maximum transfer. So 100% would be $766,787 if we were going to the 100% or maximum
right.
for the general and 2.8 for the rural. 75% of that then goes to 575 and 2.155. Since we do additional local option sales tax, $265,000 toward the purchase mm-hmm. of the motor grader, or to the motor grader lease, rounding to the nearest is what I usually do here because we're fine on the 75%.
Well, and we have to show property tax relief coming out of that. So mm-hmm. so it makes a lot of sense. But for me, it's more about projects. Does anybody here believe that our secondary, our county engineer is holding back projects right now because he's worried about the dollars, or do you believe he's coming forward with the projects that he feels like need to get done and that he can realistically get done?
I think he's moved to more aggressive. I mean, just at the bridge last week.
So then it becomes our responsibility to make sure there's enough dollars for him to do that, and if we've got enough dollars by transferring 75%, which reality is we do, you're looking at still a healthy ending fund balance at the end of next year, then I believe that's exactly the appropriate amount to transfer in there. Mm-hmm. If we ever get to the point that he's saying, well, if you transfer a little more, I could do another couple projects, then we got to have that conversation. But I'm not hearing that from him.
Right. No.
I think he's capped out because I think he's pretty reticent to overpromise and underdeliver.
Okay. So we're good with 75% out of both the general and rural for secondary roads.
Yes.
Marty, you're good with that?
I just want to go to, you know, an assigned balance of $200,000 on your future capital projects. If you
Let's get there. Let's get the secondary roads first, and then let's go there.
Because I was going to finish talking about that. So the 570 is a 2.3% increase over the current year. And
this is done. We're increasing that distribution because?
Because we need to get closer to 75% of the current valuations.
Yep.
And the 2.1 is a 3.45% increase over the current year when it comes to. So we are increasing what we're giving them overall.
Right. But staying at 75%.
Staying at 75%.
Right.
Transfer of 150 to capital projects again this year. You transferred 150 in the current year we're in. And This shows another 150. There's a lot of capital projects that are being talked about,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the final numbers on animal control yet. So, to me, it made sense to put more dollars into capital projects. Now, you're not supposed to transfer it until you have the projects.
Right. But I think it's reasonable to transfer 150 based on what we know is coming from animal control.
I think so, too, but then that's your decision, not mine. Also, an increase of assigned in the general fund of another $200,000 for future capital projects.
I think we ought to talk about increasing that.
That's where I'm going to go. We have a healthy ending fund balance.
Right.
You have an infill project we've been talking about off and on at the Justice Center. We've already got the CLP money assigned there anyway. And the thing is, if you can buy down the total expense at the time you pull the trigger, why not use a good year to do that?
Yeah, so I completely agree with that, and my suggestion would be we stick another 200 to another 250 in there, And I think if I do my math right, that will take our ending our projected ending fund balance from like 31.5% down to 28%. You tracking on all this? What's happening?
I'm tracking on it. I guess in talking about the ending fund balance here.
That reflects what the DOT did to its budget because it's the DOT.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the 200,000. That's what I'm thinking about, moving another 200,000.
Right.
That puts us at 28%. So we still have some flexibility if something would come.
So let's just talk through ending fund balance. I believe, and Lisa, you help me if I'm missing here. Ending fund balance, we say we want to try to target 25%.
Correct.
Right? That's in our policies. So the reality is, if we're between 20 and 25%, if we're below 20%, we're in trouble. If we're between 20 and 25%, we're going to figure out a way to get things done, but you're not doing anything extra. I mean, that's the bare bones. You're just getting by.
Right.
If you're between 25 and 30, you've got some pretty good flexibility. You're healthy, but it's not excessive. And if you're over 30, you're starting to get a little excessive.
Well, and I agree. We need to get it down under 30. Because
well, you got to pick where you want to put it, I guess, at this point.
Right, right. And so once we move it to capital, to the future capital projects, do we have to leave it there? Let's say that we would need some money.
Okay. It's two different areas. So if we budget for the transfer to capital projects of 150 and actually do that transfer, then that 150 stays in the capital projects fund for the capital projects.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about with that 150.
Mm-hmm.
The 200 that I put in there at this point in time,
right,
an additional 250 you're talking about, is assigned. It's still assigned in the general fund, so it's lowering your fund balance of unassigned, and it's lowering your it's not lowering your expenses. All it's doing is being assigned. Okay? So in that assignment, if you determine, oh, we're not going to need that,
mm-hmm.
or that's not going to happen to that extent, or whatever the case may be, you just don't use it for that, and it's fine. It's part of the resolution you do at year end for assigned funds.
Right.
Okay. Super. And it's kept track of separately on an Excel spreadsheet by Lisa, basically.
Okay, thank you. So until we actually move it. Assigned is good. Assigned says don't budget it somewhere else so that we're double spending money.
Right.
But as long as we don't move it, there's still flexibility in it.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
So you could say when we do the final fund balance resolution at year end, which you guys have to do, you can say, wait a minute, you know, we want less assigned or more assigned for future capital projects.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just change the number.
Sounds good. All right.
So everybody good at four?
In the general fund.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
450, and am I doing my math right that hits us just a couple percent?
30%. Yeah. It hits us a couple percent because we're at 31.6. We're going to be just at 30.
Okay.
Very good. That's where I was looking to go.
All right. Everybody good on point number five?
Yes.
All right. Point number six. $1.6 million in mental health. We talked about a range from 1.5 to 1.8.
Right.
We're going to pay what we pay.
Right.
Everybody good there?
Yes.
All right. Seven. We've got the cabin in there. It's 150 from the DAPL fund.
190
from the DAPL fund.
Wasn't it 190?
It was. Absolutely. So it's 60 from general. Everybody good there? We need to talk about that some more.
Well, we had the expectation of the Conservation Board that if they could get lucky again, that they would go out and displace that. So
yep.
that they accepted the challenge, and I fully expect that we won't be spending the complete $60,000, so I'm fine with that.
I agree also.
Okay, perfect. We're talking about having all the replacement dollars coming in. I'm starting to hear there's movement to rolling it back over a 3-year period. If in fact they do that, we're gonna have to dig in again, but I think this is a reasonable, this gives us flexibility to deal with that if, in fact, that comes along.
And that was one of my thoughts, and I told you guys going into this whole process was, you know, the commercial industrial replacement is the biggie. That's the one that I think they're going to do something with. And overall, that's like $710,000 of revenues. That's not all general fund or simple.
Right.
It's each fund.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need flexibility if those replacements do get even a 30% cut this year, a 20% cut this year, whatever they're talking about. We're not going to know it until after the budget starts.
Sure, but that's one of the places that we could mess with those dollars we just assigned.
Exactly.
If we had to.
Exactly, if you have to, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We know where we are with our bargaining units.
Mm-hmm. All but one.
Yeah, well, but great job.
It was.
We end up, it was a great job by everybody involved in those discussions, and we look forward to a conclusion. All right, fund balance comparison. Do we need to spend any time on that, or is that just FYI?
You don't need to spend a lot of time on that. That's just an FYI. After the budget work sessions, this is where we ended up. Because as we were going through the budget and we were moving things up to FY18 mm-hmm. and taking them out of 19, and so I wanted you to see where you actually ended up reestimating our fund balances at. Okay.
Okay.
How did secondary go from 95?
Because of all the projects sitting there.
It left 95%
in there last year. Yes.
So we just had the conversation about the position at Animal Control, and this number there, the rural at 20.87, is prior to funding that, correct?
This is 18's reestimated.
Oh, this is 18. Okay, sorry.
And we wouldn't have that position.
Yeah. Okay, so. Mm-hmm. If do you want a little where I feel comfortable? Rick talked about it earlier. You mm-hmm. know, for the secondary roads fund, the rural fund. Both of those, when we get to ending fund balance, I'd like them to be at least 18-ish if possible.
Mm-hmm.
They have monthly revenues coming in,
right.
Whereas the general and the supplemental don't.
Okay. We're not as desperate to be 25% in those.
Right. Whereas the general and the supplemental, we are close. We do need to be closer to the 25.
Okay. Thank you.
So the valuation's changed a little bit, okay? But these are the numbers for what it looks like right now for tax dollars, for levy rate.
Okay, so I want to talk about supplemental. We can talk about any of those. The 350 in general basic, that is what it is, right? That's the right. maximum. I want to talk about increasing the supplemental by a nickel. From 878 to 928, and I want to use that nickel to start an assigned fund for health insurance, getting to self insurance. So we need about $1 million in order to get to self insuring, and it's not reasonable that we're going to do that in 1 year unless the bottom just falls out.
What's
right?
a nickel worth on dollars?
$220, $230. And so we would start a process here, and that's appropriate to pay out of supplemental. So we could transfer it out of the general fund in, but I believe we need to be taxing for that. If we're moving toward it, we need to be taxing for it. It still means our levy rate goes down. Our levy rate just goes down from 509 to 506. But it gets us on the path toward being able to make a decision on self-insurance. Thoughts?
So based on this $230,000, we'd be looking at 3 years starting self-insurance then in 3 years. That's
well,
what your thought.
Well, if you did that each year for 3 years, but what you
million.
Do is you start
right.
to get yourself closer to a million. So the reality is some of it, so if we found out this year, which I'm feeling better about where we are, but 2 months ago I wasn't sure that we weren't going to need to go to self-insurance this year, mm-hmm. we'd have to just beg, borrow, and steal in order to build that fund to go. This just starts us down the pathway, and if we go equal amounts over the next 3 or 4 years, yeah, exactly, we get there. But we may not go equal amounts.
Right.
But it just gets us to the point where it's easier to make the decision whenever it comes to us.
Alyssa, what is the fee that we're paying, basically? I mean, you know, or reverse question, what would be our estimated savings to go to self-insurance?
It would depend on what our stop-loss is.
Okay.
And they're going to quote those. We've asked for quotes on those, so we can compare. Our stop loss might be a little more this year based on our 100% utilization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that we would have had some claims that would have hit that stop loss.
Okay.
And you can develop that depending on what you have in reserves. I mean, I'm comfortable with 50,000 stop loss. That's where 50-75. They asked about 150, which makes me a little nervous. Because that's typically what...
So I think Loris's question is, and I'm being raw when I say this, but it is, how much money is the insurance company making on us?
Yeah.
And it's 7%.
Is it? Okay, thank you.
I mean, it fluctuates, depends on our claims, but you look back over the years, it's in that 7% range, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You go higher than that?
Last year we ended up at like 90, I think 92 or 93, so it's about 7%.
And
now,
then,
we wouldn't save all of that.
Yeah, because of administration. No. We're not going to admit.
We wouldn't save all of that, but you would save a portion of that every year. And more importantly, what it does is it allows you to have a little more say in what your rates and costs do.
So based on what you have in reserve, you know, if the insurance company would come and say, you've got a 25% rate increase. Well, if you're self-insured, you could say, okay, I'm going to buy that down to 20.
Right, based from what you've got in the bank.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a little... futuristically, it kind of helps us from those larger increases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say you're not going to have to increase, because you are.
Right.
But yeah, and I don't know what the ASO quote. I mean, you're going to have a ASO quote for them to administer the plan and a stop loss quote. So
okay.
There's two different companies we're going to pay.
All right.
If you're self-insured.
So really, and I appreciate this discussion a little early here, you know, at the decision about the real benefit being more in control.
Mm-hmm.
Because the savings is not significant given where we'll probably end up after we pay admin and the stop loss.
Not significant, but it is several percentage.
It is. And it's really going to depend on what your claims are every year. You might have a good year. I just think it overall,
all right,
it'll help your premiums over 5 or 7 years. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So then back to the nickel. Okay, so looking at, because we would be pulling some, you know, we'd be asking for some more tax money that we would be keeping in reserve, at least for this year. That's this $230,000.
We'd be starting the reserve fund to going to self-insurance is what would be happening here. But let's just be clear. We're still talking about lowering our levy rates, right? We're talking about how much we're going to lower our levy rates.
Correct.
And in my mind, if we were raising levy rates, I would feel differently about this. But when it's going down, I believe you dig in and you take care of the needs that you see in front of you. And this very clearly gives the Board of Supervisors the ability to work on this concept of self-insurance, which ultimately is where I believe Story County is going to end up. It's a question of when and what triggers us to get there and how painful it is to get there.
Now, do we, in this conversation, are you talking about actually doing that transfer and setting up a separate fund?
So for this year, I was talking about assigning. This year, I was talking about assigning.
Committing.
Which, exactly. Yeah, maybe committing. But then we don't do the transfer until we know that we're going self-insurance in the next 12 months.
Okay. All right.
I mean, does that make – that's what
fine.
I was suggesting.
No,
I don't know if that's where we're
going. I want to be clear as to how we should show that in
okay.
your in your...
Marty, how do you feel about this?
I am fine. All you're doing, I mean, because I jumped down to the bottom where the levy is, because you're just taking part of the savings that you've got on debt service and pushing it back up and keeping...
Right.
The capture is because you've got an eye to the future, knowing you have a need, anticipating, and you have the ability to do something about it in a marginal manner. Do I think there's a great savings on self-insurance? No, you've heard that discussion. But you have the ability today to be ready to move to that should you be there. You don't have to find the dollars the day you make the decision. You're doing that today for 2-3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I support in the sense I'm just sitting there waiting until we get to debt service. So.
Okay. Good?
Okay.
Good.
All right, so let's plan on the nickel. Mental health, it is what it is.
Always is.
2.1, we're, by law, we're still allowed the $3 million, right? They haven't taken that away.
The dollar cap.
The dollar cap still exists.
Yep.
No, I think all that exists is the per capita.
Maximum of 48. Okay. All right.
47.28.
Which, yeah. Bob, good old Bob Lincoln. Okay. Debt service. Marty's time.
So in fiscal 18, we made our last GO payment on the paving project. And
that will be this year.
This year.
This year.
This is it.
Okay, that's it.
FY19 is going to be the last GO payment, yes.
Okay.
Not 18.
All right. So, okay, my question is then, after you get done making that last payment, you have to statutorily take away the debt service levy?
Unless there's a voted on debt service, yes.
Well, that's a conversation then for next year. Mm-hmm. Because if you've made your final payment, you have no other outstanding GO.
It'll go to zero.
It'll go to zero.
Zero.
Right.
So, I mean, you have that next year at this time.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. I want to be clear where we were on
The code has, like, three different code sections that talk about GO bonds and county purpose. There's all kinds of different levels of when you need the bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a GO bond, isn't a general obligation bond over $600,000 for Story County, or is it over $300,000?
$600,000.
I think it's 600. Yep.
And so if you're going to have anything that you're going to have to borrow money for that's over $600,000,
right,
then you have to go to a vote of the people, mm-hmm, and get authority to do another bond.
Okay.
Essential county purpose.
Unless it's essential county purpose.
What is that?
And the essential county purpose.
So we did the roads.
Right.
The $9 million for that.
Well,
that was economic development.
That was the essential county purpose limit is $900,000, I think. But there's certain things that are considered essential county purpose. And yes, I think roads and bridges up to $900,000. I think that voting equipment, I think that there's like 8 items.
Yeah, so
I always have to call Jessica because I'm just like, which one is this?
Right, but I mean, so let's just talk about how we end up going back down this road, and that is a great example in this weekend's paper. If we decide we're going to spend $2 million replacing a bridge going out to the Ames Water Works plant, where do you think that money's coming from?
Mm-hmm. Well,
right?
You're going to go in debt.
You're right here.
Yeah.
Which has to be voted on?
No.
It doesn't?
I don't think so. I think that's an essential county purpose.
Oh. But I think there's still need to know if there's a limit.
No, in the $9 million, you didn't have to vote in on anything.
We had to do 2 public hearings.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we'd have to go through that whole process. And I'm not saying that that's where we're going. I'm saying that's how something like that would pop up that would impact this. Right? Okay. As it is now,
I appreciate
we're going to zero.
That's what I'm just saying. We can't hold that as a placeholder generating any dollars if we don't have any debt to service.
That has to actually go to pay debt.
There's like multiple sections covering bonds and bonds.
And they point at each other.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's confusing.
Okay.
Whenever I call Jessica or Ethan.
You can put your hand in a stack of paper and pull out the code section.
Uh-huh. I can. but I always have to call Jessica or Ethan and say, am I reading this right? And is this, can we do it this way or this way? And they go, oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Well, it's a good time to be clearing up debt if we have things like that staring at us.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, that's GO. That's all. that levy is for. We still have TIF
right.
debt and all
that. Yeah, but that it generates its own.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not worried there.
Anything else on this page that we got to go through?
I'm good.
All right.
You guys all good on that?
Okay, so I just want to add up, what did we end up then with the grand total levy rate? Or
add a nickel to it.
$824.
Uh-huh. Yep. But really, the countywide, so you want to view it two different ways, right?
Yep.
The countywide is $506.
Right.
And the rural stays at $317, $318.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so I gave an example of where we would be with 100% salaries.
Right, but we've decided to go with the 95, so view the second group down.
Second group down under the line. So I just want to point out, though, that I think it's important that you know what the 100% salaries is.
Absolutely.
And how it affects the ending fund balances, because you are committing to pay the 100%.
Well, you're committing to pay 100% of actual, not 100%.
But if all things happened exactly as they start out the year, which isn't going to happen,
right.
This is where you would be after 100% of the salaries.
Absolutely. If every position stays filled 100%
right.
of the year.
Right.
Okay.
So look at the next box, because that is where we're at with a 95% of the salaries being budgeted. And now that you've moved another 250, we're at about 30% there in the ending fund balance of the general fund.
So that goes from 587 down to roughly 56.
Yeah.
Okay. You're also talking about bringing in some additional revenue, 220-ish thousand in additional revenue.
In the supplemental.
Correct, but I'm just looking at bottom line. I'm saying instead of 42.9, you're 43.1.
Right. Right.
Questions here? Really, really good ending fund balances. Okay, what's next?
I wanted to just briefly talk to you about what your local option sales tax revenue and expenses look like after we went through the budget process on those. It's this fund. It's this separate sheet of paper right here. After talking through that, there's a carryover of 45.5. That'll depend, obviously, on where the received actually taxes actually
right. We generally come in a little higher since you're so conservative.
Yes.
We generally do a little better than the 2198 that she has reestimated, right? So if you look, it's it either grows or stays pretty close to the same every year. I'm expecting that we're going to be somewhere close to 2.3 that we actually bring in. Right? Because that's where we were last year, and I don't see it dropping a lot from last year.
And I'm basing mine on what the state sends us in August, saying this is what you can expect this year.
Right.
And then they send us in November a reconciliation payment.
Right.
So I'm using that 2198 is what
they've told
us. They sent us in August plus the reconciliation for the current year, for 18.
Right.
So 19 is just, this is what I think we might pull in.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is you tend to err on the low side of what's coming in rather than the high side.
Correct.
So when we show 201 down at the bottom and 45 down at the bottom, we're actually probably a little better than that.
Right. Right. And the reason I show you this is because those funds, you need to use them for general county betterment in the unincorporated areas. And if they don't spend them, they end up in this little carryover, and it's only for that purpose. So it is part of your rural fund ending fund balance, but it's already been taken out as assigned.
Mm-hmm.
I also, did I give you, I think I did, didn't I? The request from Darren Moon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I don't know if he sent that to all of us or if he just sent it to Rick and I, but this is the answer he got from the DOT when it comes to budgeting. So I liked this because uh-huh. it's saying, okay, these projects are all zeros at the top mm-hmm. because they're already in progress and they're carried over from 18. We are probably going to have to amend his budget right off the bat, which is fine because it's in the fund balance. It's just not being used. But we will have to amend his budget probably starting because he's always he's also very conservative when it comes to whether projects are going to get done or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably also going to have to amend conservation pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly, correct.
So this is really good news in that. So we talked through what common sense budgeting says, and so DOT buying in that's the right way to go makes a lot of sense. And let's just be really clear, on projects 1 through 5, we have budgeted the money. We've collected taxes based on that. We've budgeted to spend it. The projects just haven't gotten done in the year we budgeted them. So.
All right.
So, questions there.
So that is why his ending fund balance for 18 will not be 18.13%, which is reestimated. It'll be closer to 30 or 40%
right.
probably, because there's going to be a bunch of funds in there that aren't totally spent out yet.
Right, because that 18.13
is based on
would be spending all the money that's in there.
Yes, spending all of those projects.
Those bridges, right. So that money will come over, but then we'll put it in the budget immediately or in to spend immediately, and
right.
then we'll go with it. Okay?
And Rick's right. We're going to probably have to do the same for conservation and countywide because the TELC money, we got it estimated in at 1.9 being spent in FY18. I can't even see that's going to happen.
Depends on how far they get on phase two.
Yeah. But my theory is it's probably not going to happen, so we're going to have to amend some of those dollars in that we've already borrowed to spend next year.
Good. Other questions or comments on the budget? So I thought we had a good budgeting year last year. I think we had a really good budgeting year this year. So appreciative, Marty, you and Loris, the work you guys did, how you came to the table ready to go. Really appreciate Lucy, you and Lisa, and the expertise that you bring, especially Lisa, in helping us through this. Deb and Alyssa, thank you so much for sitting through these and helping us understand the exact impacts of everything we're talking about. And then we've got one other elected official here, but thanks to all our elected officials and staff for the job they always do mm-hmm. in watching out for public dollars. And I think we've got a really, really solid budget to publish. Looking forward to seeing. Now, when will this go to publication?
This goes to publication. So we're going to have a staff meeting on the 20th of February. It's scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm assuming Deb's going to send out something regarding a quarterly staff meeting on that
agenda,
one.
Agenda, yep.
An agenda on that one. So we'll send it back to them Tuesday, the 20th, so that people can look at it and make sure that they see what they think they see in their budgets, they thought they saw in their budgets. So on Thursday, the 22nd of February, I'm going to send it for publication. It'll get published on March 1st, and your public hearing is March 13th. At that public hearing, you can lower,
but you can't raise.
But you can't raise.
Yeah. Nothing.
Everybody good? Good, Lauren?
Good. Yeah. Thanks again. All the tolerance as I re-asked a couple questions from last year to help make it clear. And thank you. Uh-huh.
That's totally accepted. I don't expect you to learn it all the first year, or the second year, or the third year, sometimes.
Or in at least one supervisor's case in the 16th year.
Correct.
All right. We're done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.